In spring 1965, I was preparing a tape transfer of a 78 RPM recording of Gustav Mahler's Das Lied von der Erde, made during performance in May 1936 with Charles Kuhlmann, Kirsten Torborg, and Bruno Walter with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. As I was nearing the end of the last side, as the celeste makes its first entrance, there was a knock at my studio. I opened the door to find Paul Ulanowski, who had come to ask me if I would play some audition tapes for him. But before he could ask the question, he heard the celeste of Das Lied. His eyebrows shot into the air. He explained that it was he who was playing celeste and questioned me as to how I had discovered this performance. Thus began a friendship which was to yield many hours of conversation about his recordings. 2 years later, I decided to broadcast these tapes and asked him if he would record a short introduction reminiscing about Torborg, Kuhlmann, and Bruno Walter, which he gladly consented to do. His introduction contains a eulogy to Walter, which I would now like to use as a final eulogy to Paul Ulanowski.
He was not only kind, he was extremely polite, which is a thing that distinguishes him in my memory and experience from many of his equally famous and equally authoritative confrères who were kind in spirit, but sometimes got so wrought up in their work that the kindness did not always penetrate into their speech. Walter's favorite expression when he was somewhat dissatisfied with the results he got was, "Meine Herren, ich bin noch nicht ganz glücklich," which means, "Gentlemen, I'm not yet quite happy." That sufficed for him and for the orchestra to try once again and make an even greater effort. He lived with this work as I have seen very few people live along rehearsals and performances. It was marvelous to see him, and since the celesta occurs only at the very end of the six movement symphony or cantata or whatever you want to call it, I had ample occasion to watch him conduct. He reflected in his facial expression the changing moods of this wonderful piece. On another occasion, I remember seeing him conduct Messiah, and when he came to a particularly moving chorus, he would sing along while he conducted, and eventually with actual tears streaming down his face. These things cannot be manufactured. There was a man who really lived and experienced with deep emotion what he was producing.